welcome into the PHNX Diamondbacks podcast presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and leave us a five-star review. Let's talk some baseball, everybody. I know this is not the cast of characters you're normally used to on this show, but I think today is a good day as any to talk some baseball.
I think every day is a good day to talk baseball, Mac. 100%. And I don't think there's any question about that.
I'm Michaela Perkins. That's Father Overlord Jacob. And joining us is our wonderful special guest, Danielle Cortez. How are you doing, you guys?
Oh, great. Man, I am great. Yeah? I am so excited to be here.
I love it.
Man.
This is not your first time.
This ain't my first rodeo. No.
You are a seasoned veteran of the podcast.
First time in the new studio, though.
This is my first time in the new studio.
What do you think?
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah?
Oh, man.
Do you like it?
I walked in. I saw that mural. I was so fired up.
Right?
Man.
It's a great mural. La Jefa Paint did a great job with that. Well, we're glad to have you, Danielle. Welcome back. Jacob, are you ready to talk some baseball?
You know, I am. I'm not sure if I tweeted out the link, so that's what, like, if I'm not paying attention to anybody up here on the screen, dropping the ball. But the first comment that we got was baseball sucks, so, like, I'm really fired up today because they're out to get us.
He immediately said JK,
JK. Everyone's very excited about Danielle, as you should be. We were both very excited that she's here. Well, I'm also very excited to recap this Astro series because although they split the series, last night's game was pretty great when you talk about the show that we had on the mound. That it was a pitching duel, if I've ever seen one. Zach Gallen pretty much went toe-to-toe with Justin Verlander, which you always love to see because Justin Verlander has been one of the best pitchers in baseball. So it's really cool to see how the talent on our roster kind of stacks up with that. What did you guys think of last night's game?
I was so prepared to come in here and just be like, everything sucks, I'm mad. I was just going to come in here and go off on like that seventh inning.
Yeah.
And be like, you know what? I don't even remember what happened in the seventh inning. Got to win, baby.
Wins all that matters.
That was great. Last night was just such like a great microcosm of the D-backs season.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, this whole two-game series, mm-hmm. right? Like, man, freaking Tuesday was like the bullpen meltdown, inconsistent offensive performances.
Yep.
And then yesterday, like you can see what they can do. When the bullpen actually gets things done, the D-backs win.
I know.
And that's exciting.
Almost the bullpen not collapsing is a bigger storyline than Zach Gallen going toe-to-toe with Justin Verlander. Because it has been a long time since we've seen the bullpen not blow it. Mark Melanson didn't choke. It was great to
surprising.
See. Surprisingly.
Even the runner on second. Like, that's the more surprising thing to me. You get into the 10th inning, and, of course, you're at the point where Torrey Lovello bringing in Mark Melanson is, like, not uncommon. Because even if we would hope that it never happens again, you only have so many bullpen arms you can go through. And, like, Zach Davies obviously not giving them a ton of run on Tuesday really kind of left them shorthanded yesterday. And so Gallen gives them 7 innings. Then you dip into the bullpen for the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And Mark Melanson coming in, runner on second. Even with a 3-run lead, you sit there and you're like, man, this is really going to go south, isn't it? Like, I hate that feeling.
Yeah, it's the feeling of doom and dread every time we have to go to the bullpen. But they didn't blow it. They held on. They beat the Astros. And with that win, they actually stopped the Astros from clinching the number one seed in the American League. So they also kind of rained on the Astros parade a little bit, which I always love to see. I don't know about you guys, but I will never forgive the Astros for what happened in 2017. So
Never.
I will hold a grudge till the day I die. And I'm the pettiest person on the planet. So you better believe that's true. So I was kind of happy to see the Diamondbacks rain on their parade a little bit. How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, they kept the Dodgers from winning a World Series. So I don't, like, listen, I'm like,
the lesser of two evils.
Cheating's bad. Cheating. I'm not condoning cheating. But I mean, I'd rather the Astros win than the
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have to worry about that.
No. Like, anytime you can rain on a team that, like, you know, everybody hates, it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
I hate seeing a team celebrate against us.
Vacate the Astros World Series, but don't give it to the Dodgers.
Yeah. Perfect.
Best of both
done.
Worlds.
There you go. That's much better.
I can solve the world's problems.
Yes.
Just give
Father
me an hour.
Overlord Jacob should be the new leader of the free world. I think that'll go over great. How did you think about that? What did you think about that series, Jacob? Did you expect them to do what they did that last game?
You never, like, I never really expect anything from it. Like, it sounds bad, but, like, this team is a lot better than a lot of people expected.
Yeah.
I kind of talked a little crazy at the beginning of the year and said they might be an 85-win team. However, I was not so far off. Let's not jump the gun yet.
Okay.
The bullpen lost 39 games.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
You win a third of those.
Well, when you put it like that.
Win a third of those. You still are under 500 with bullpen losses, but yeah. You win a third of those games. And you're probably sitting around 85 wins. And I'm really happy with where this team is at. And I think I go into every series now. I don't know what to expect, but I at least expect to not get swept.
Okay.
And that's positive. Is kind of like, I'm okay with walking away with a split in that series, especially against a team like the Astros. Like, walking away with a split in that series, I am A-okay with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. You win a game against, they won 102 games this year.
Yeah. The Astros are one of the best teams of baseball.
And you know, you're talking about like splitting that in a third, and you're like sort of in the playoff race. You split that in half and you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Unfortunate to think of it that way. But yes.
Yeah, this team is just, they're so much fun for a lot of reasons, but also they're so frustrating because you never know which one you're going to get. Are you going to get the D-backs from 2 days ago where it's just like a bunch of young guys and impatient at bats? Or are you going to get this like team that beat 102
win team.
And they beat them like it was nothing, right? Went toe-to-toe. They weren't intimidated. It was great. I love it. Man, this team gets me so fired.
Yeah, absolutely. I turned this season the roller coaster season because you were going to have a lot of highs and then you were going to have a lot of lows and you just kind of had to ride the ride and go along with it. So I think that's definitely a perfect way to describe this season. It's been an improvement from last season. I think we can all agree to that.
A little bit.
That's always positive when you see...
I'm not sure if this is a real super chat.
No, it's
because
not.
As you say, that does not look like a real super chat. But nice try, Pugs and Hugs.
We love the participation in the chat, though. Keep it up. Well, we normally do a King of the Series, and we have a little bit of a different one this time, Jacob.
Yeah, no, we obviously we're missing the fearless leader of the PHNX D-backs podcast today, Derek. And I don't know if anybody saw on social media. Our thoughts are with Derek right now as he goes through a difficult family situation, but we felt it was only fitting to name Derek our King of the Series. While there were a lot of qualified candidates actually on the team, Derek did win our five-hour draft the other day, which was super unfortunate for Leah and I, but not unfortunate for the mayor of PHNX. And we really hope he's doing okay today, and we're excited to have him back when he's able to make it back here. But we definitely felt this was a necessary thing toward the end of the year. Derek, you are our King of the Series, DraftKings King of the Series, to
DraftKings
be more specific.
King of the Series, yes. Like just echoing what Jacob said, our thoughts and our prayers are with Derek and his family right now as he navigates this difficult season of life. But we just always want to make sure that we are making sure that he is in the front of our thoughts because it's not fun to go through something like this. But he is our King of the Series. And while we're on the topic of series, Diamondbacks, they are going to be taking on the Giants yet again. I feel like we've only seen the Giants this past month of baseball.
It's changing, though.
Yes.
Next year it's changing.
It is changing, thank the Lord, because I don't ever want to see the Giants or the Dodgers again after this year. But they're going to be taking on the Giants on the road in a three-game series. The starters, they have been released. We will be getting Merrill Kelly, Trey Jameson, and Zach Davies on the mound. What are your guys' initial expectations from this series?
Just excited for Dre Day.
Yeah, right?
Just
again?
Dre Day. Yeah.
More Dre Day.
Just give me Dre Day. I actually talked to Jesse a lot about this the last time that Dre Jameson started. The velocity was down 2 to 3 miles an hour. His control was a little bit off. Jesse and I were talking about it, and Jesse, obviously being Jesse, threw out a million stats. Talking about how this is the most innings he's thrown in a year by about 40 or 50. Like, it's about time that maybe he's like, this is obviously his last start of the year. We'll see how it goes. But like, I think a lot of what happened in the last start just can be contributed to the fact that this is the most he's ever pitched in a season. Mm. Like, I think he's over 150 innings at this point between minor leagues and being up in the majors. And so I'm excited to see what we get out of him. But like, don't put too much weight on Dre Day.
Yeah.
Do not put too much weight on Dre Day.
Yeah. How about you, Danielle?
Yeah, 100% agree. He got the job done last start, but he definitely looked a little gassed. Control was down, walked a bunch of guys, seemed to be when three balls in every count, pretty much every at bat. Just get out there, learn how to pitch, right?
Yeah.
Just go. I've always said all season, it's like, I don't care what the outcome is, because we pretty much know the bullpen's going to blow it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, as long as the young guys go out there and they learn how to be major leaguers and progress to next year, that's all I care about.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a fair statement. I definitely am excited to see Dre get back out there. You know, Merrill's been doing great all year long. Zach Davies, on the other hand, that's a little bit of a different story. I don't know about you guys, but I'm totally fine if I never see Zach Davies in a D-backs uniform ever again.
And we won't. That is a Fage promise for next year. We will not see Zach Davies in this rotation. They will not pick up the option. He will go somewhere else, and it will be far, far away.
Nothing but a painful distant memory.
It just will not be here. That sounded really bad. He's just not a major league.
Just not in the state of Arizona.
Just not in the state of Arizona.
Thank you for your services, Zach Davies. It wasn't great. It wasn't fun, but we thank you anyways. We bid you adieu. This is probably the last time we'll see him in a D-backs uniform, right?
Yes.
This is his last start? Yeah.
Hopefully.
Oh, my God. Fingers crossed. Well, the Giants, they haven't been officially eliminated from the playoffs. We're pretty comfortable saying we don't think that they're going to make it, right?
Yeah, they're too far.
Yeah, probably not.
I think with six games left coming back from a six-game deficit in the wild card standings, I think they're just a little bit too far out. The wild card is getting spicy, though.
It is getting spicy.
The National League wild card is extremely spicy.
We'll be talking about playoffs a little bit later on, so make sure you stay tuned in. But do you guys have any series predictions? What are we thinking? Give me your prediction.
Sweet, baby.
Give me
Sweet.
Full confidence. Giants, give me a sweet.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know if I agree.
I would say probably 2 out of 3. I mean, honestly, the last two seasons, right?
Yeah.
Against freaking San Francisco, which is kind of weird because you're talking about seeing them the last month. We didn't see them until, what, July 4th this year?
It was a long time.
It was wild. It's been a weird season. But anyways, they were like 2-19 in the last like two seasons against the Giants. And now, like, man, just win 2. That's all I care about.
Just win 2.
You can lose Davey's start. It's fine. Yeah. But yeah, I always expect to win Merrill Kelly's start. I do too. I don't say I expect to win Dre Jameson's starts, but
yeah.
I mean, in the short time period that we have, I'll take it. Yeah,
I mean,
I'll take my
chances. However you define a win, I mean, obviously actually winning the game is always great. But like you said, Danielle, like, get out there, let the young kids throw the ball. Like, play, like, get them seasoned, get them in the lineup, just get them the experience.
Go out there and make memories with your friends, right, man. That's all we care about.
We're at that point in the season. No, but I would like to see Dre, obviously, he is going to get that experience under his belt, because the more that we see of him, the more idea we have of where he's going to fit in this team's future, which I think is a very exciting future. So kind of getting a better barometer on how some of these guys are going to play out for this team long term is always a good thing. Speaking of good things, Brandon is in the chat. Brandon Fott's in the chat. Not actually Brandon Fott. Gotta throw a little disclaimer on there. He's saying he's trying to get stoned today. Brandon, so am I. And you know what? You can do that with our friends at OGs.
A plus. Really A plus transition right there.
That might be the greatest transition in the history of this company.
You can get out with our friends at OGs. Derek talks about them all the time, and he does it much more of a service than I do. But you guys know that I love OGs too. OGs, they also have done something that is totally going to change the game. They just launched their brand new Sleep Edition gummies. You won't want to sleep on these.
Zonked.
Yes, OGs is now flavoring dreams with their 2-in-1 THC-CBN ratio gummy. CBN is a compound that helps successfully with falling and staying asleep. And this Sleep Flavor Edition gummy is in their new Aqua Berry flavor, which is so good. We had some samples of them, and they are to die for.
Tasty.
Yeah, they rival my favorite flavor, which is Orange Creamsicle, which is really hard to do because...
It's the lead flavor, too.
Yeah, Orange Creamsicle is my absolute favorite. But the Aqua Berry, so good. We highly recommend you check out OGs online at OGsBrands.com and on Instagram at OGsBrands. You can also find their products at your local dispensary. You must be 21 years or older to purchase. The comments are still going crazy. We love to see it. Thank you, Charles Woodall Pike, for the comment on my segue. You know what else we need to get into talking about, which I think is going to get a little spicy if I know you too, which I think I do. Aaron Judge. Oh boy.
Took him long enough.
Okay. Jacob is coming out of the gate. Aaron Judge home run counter is sitting at 61 right now. He has tied the record. He is one away from breaking it. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a hard time finding joy in this situation.
Why?
I just, like, I don't care about Aaron Judge or the Yankees. I just don't.
When you bring up Aaron Judge, make sure you put future Red Sox in front of it.
Okay. Sean? All right, Sean. That's Sean? Enough out of you.
I'm just saying. He got MVP chance in Fenway. He was a Red Sox fan growing up. He wouldn't deny that he was going to sign with the Red Sox. So the door is open.
Aaron Judge is going to shine wherever the money comes from.
Oh, yeah, because the Boston Red Sox are short on money.
Elizabeth agrees with me. She also doesn't care. Thank you. I just can't bring myself to care about Aaron Judge. I'm sorry. If he was playing for any other team besides the Yankees, I probably would care. Oh, my God, we actually have a real super chat. Andrew Dang, thank you for your super chat. So happy for Judge, my Yankees. He is a humble player and will do his best for us to play well in the playoffs. Hope our D-backs win the division in 2023. Well, there is
Aaron
one
Judge,
Aaron
future
Judge
D-back.
Because
He hasn't been denied. He hasn't denied that he was going to sign with the D-backs. He hasn't been booed at Chase Field all year. He's has a perfect batting average at Chase Field. Obviously, he hasn't played here, but that's another thing over there.
I don't know. I still can't bring myself to care about it. How do you guys feel about watching history?
Okay. Is it like... Okay, he tied a home run record.
Yeah.
Like, tell me when he passes it. What does tying have to do with anything? Like, they made such a big deal out of this.
There are no ties in baseball.
There isn't. You're right. Like, it just is extremely... They honestly should allow ties. That's another whole story. but tying a home run record, to me, it's like, that's cool. That home run... This is actually the more fascinating fact about that. The home run record initially was from 1961. It's been 61 years since that home run record was set, and he tied. Like, it just a little weird. But he tied the record, and, like, I get it. It's a big deal, but, like, tell me when he passes it.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, I don't care if he ties it. Like, yeah. you were saying before the show, like, who cares? It happened. It's already happened. Like, tell me when something that has never happened before happens.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I'm over it. And I'm tired of all the people bringing up, like, who's the real home run champion? And, like... Okay, old man yelling at clouds. No, yeah. Like, it just drives me crazy.
Yeah, well, speaking of which, Roger Maris Jr., who obviously is the son of Roger Maris, who has the home run record, was at the game last night, and he shared some thoughts about Aaron Judge and his potential record-breaking achievement, saying that, quote, he should be revered as the actual single-season home run champ. That's really who he is if he does hit 62. I somehow think he might have forgotten that the record is actually set at 73 by none other than Barry Bonds. So I'm not sure where he's coming from or why he would say that. Obviously,
I don't think he forgot.
I know there's pretenses that involve steroids and performance-enhancing drugs. But tell me that you don't care about baseball history without telling me you don't care about baseball history, Roger Maris Jr.
I'm pretty sure there's three or four guys that have
Sammy
more
Sosa,
home
Mark McGuire.
Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire, Barry Bonds.
Like, obviously all in the same
set numbers
era.
Higher than 62. So, I mean, like, look, everybody's got their opinions on whether or not Barry Bonds should be considered for anything. Sammy Sosa should be considered for anything.
Mark McGuire,
like, I get it.
McGuire is the only one that has confirmed PED use.
You still have to hit the baseball.
You still gotta hit the baseball.
Shocker. Your PEDs don't help your hand-eye coordination?
yeah.
What?
I will say, I think you can disregard Bonds' record while also thinking he's a Hall of Famer, because I do. I think the steroids were on the record a little bit, but he also had 10 years before he started steroids, where he's one of the greatest baseball players of all time.
So what's your record, Sean?
Roger Maris, I guess. I don't know. The only thing, too, is, like, baseball is the only sport that is going to make a big deal out of what's essentially a conference record. Like, no one cares about, like, the most goals scored in the Western Conference of the NHL. Mm. Like, I get that there's history behind, like, the AL and the NL, but, like, it's an MLB record. I don't care about a conference record, to be honest.
Yeah. How do you feel about his comments, Daniel?
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
Okay.
Like, okay, listen, steroids happen, right? Yeah. You can say what you want about it. The steroid era saved baseball.
Thank you, Danielle.
After the strike, nobody cared about baseball. Yeah. Without the home run races back in, what, 98, 99, yep. 2000, all those? Baseball, we're looking at, like, probably, like, a boxing situation where, like, yeah, it's still there, but it's not mainstream anymore. Like, you can't just I am getting so fired up. You can't just forget about that.
I know. Yeah.
And you know, like you said, it doesn't help you hit the baseball.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things on earth is watching other athletes try and hit a baseball.
Yeah.
Like you can put out like a defensive lineman, right? A linebacker, the strongest people in all of sports. They ain't going to hit the ball.
Yeah.
Like they're just not going to hit it. I remember one time when I was an intern with the D-backs, they brought out Patrick Peterson. To hit batting practice, and they were asking how many are you gonna hit out. I was like, all of them. He made contact with like three of them.
Yeah.
And like that, like baseball is such a hard sport.
Yeah.
Right?
Not easy.
Hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do in all of sports.
Yep.
Period. I will die on that hill.
Period.
But like, yeah, sure, I'll hope he hit it further. But like Barry Bonds did what he did.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of that.
Yeah.
73 home runs. Last I checked, I mean, I'm not a math major, but like 73 is more than 61.
Are you sure about that?
I know.
This is a pro steroid podcast is what I'm
talking about. Yes, no, I think baseball should absolutely let players take PEDs. I think they should allow spider tack. I think they should allow PEDs. And I think they should just let players go ham. Well, because that could save baseball. Baseball's in a decline right now. I think we're all aware of it because baseball's numbers are dipping and dipping and dipping and dipping. That's no thanks to the commissioner. If we want to just instate one of us as commissioner, I'd be okay with that. I think they should just allow for all of it and just let them go ham.
I wouldn't go that far. I think maybe I'm the middle ground between you and Danielle. I think steroids save baseball. Absolutely. I 1,000% agree. I think it is a crying shame that Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, and Mark McGwire aren't in the Hall of Fame. Shame on everybody. Shame on you, all of you, for not voting them in. That is just a crime against baseball. Like, just no. But I also think that the fact that Roger Maris Jr. was like, yeah, he's the real season single home run, right, right, right. No, he's not. There are still three people ahead of him, and the record is at 73. Until you hit 74, I don't want to hear shit about it, okay? Come find me when you hit 74 home runs, and then we can talk. But that's just how I feel about it. So I could be in the minority, and apparently I am very much against Maris Jr.'s comments. So
I've got one last bone to pick, which is the whole way that all of this has gone down. Like, am I in the minority? And just like, I am extremely over them making such a big deal about people's like family being at these milestones. Like, his mom almost got as much screen time as he did. Like, I could care. I hope his mom is there.
Jacob is anti-family.
I'm not.
anti-family.
Anti-family pro-drugs.
I'm just anti the storyline.
What's wrong with America, Jacob?
Like, the storyline is like that storyline is being made into a bigger thing than the actual storyline of him tying the record.
I think you're alone in this one, Jacob.
No, like, I just, to me, like, stop. Like, I just don't care.
It's cute.
It's not.
His
like,
mom
I just,
helped him
like,
get there.
Okay, here's this. The person's first big league start and half the game we're sitting there talking to his family. Let them enjoy the game in peace.
I love
that's
that,
fair.
Though.
No,
that's,
like,
that is
distracting
fair.
Them
no.
from the game.
I disagree. That
no,
is such
like,
a cool
like, let them
moment.
Enjoy the game. That is, like, I just, I don't, like, let it be about the player.
I love it. I love when they talk in big moments like that.
That's fair. I have a question for you, because Judge was getting walked a lot. If you, like, his last at-bat of the season, are you trying to, are you just, like, grooving it to him, or are you trying to get him out? Like, you're trying to let him get the record? Or are you just going to pitch around?
Oh, no, I'm grooving it down the middle.
You want to let him? You want to be that guy that's in history?
Yes.
No.
I'm pitching. If I'm in history, I'm in history, Sean.
But see, nobody's going to remember that. you gave up, like, the, what would it have been? Like, the 62nd, which is fifth place.
Yeah.
Home run. Like, who cares?
Yeah. And also,
like, I'm trying to get him out. Like, I don't, like.
Me too. Yeah. I'm with Danielle on this. I don't want to be in history for that.
The only time people are going to remember you is when they show the highlight. And you're like, oh, that's the guy who gave up the home run. Also, because Chris asked or mentioned it earlier, what did you care more about, Judge or Albert Pujols?
Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
I mean, 700 is an elite number.
I agree.
I genuinely think if Aaron Judge played for anybody but the Yankees or the Red Sox, I would care about this, but I don't because I how much.
Also,
hate
are we
going
to talk about the fact that he plays in a little league baseball park?
Yeah.
I want to know the numbers on how many of his home runs would have been home runs.
All right. Well, the Yankees they've got seven more games in this regular season. I'm assuming you think that this will happen at some point in one of those seven games.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, unless people walk him.
Yeah.
Which
get the Barry Bonds treatment.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go.
Walk with the bases loaded.
Intentional walk every single time. That's what I would do. Hey, I'm not petty.
Still in the league, man.
If I was the Orioles or the Rangers manager, I'd be like, nope, intentional walk every single time. Every time you're at bat, we're not letting this happen. No, I'm just kidding. That obviously won't happen. Do you think it happens against the Orioles or the Rangers?
Probably the Orioles, probably sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Although, think he's motivated to do it?
Yeah, probably. And that's in the Orioles, that's at home. He plays in a toy ballpark, so, you know, all it takes is a little pop fly.
I can't confirm or deny this comment.
But I'm ben sure it's does true. Ben that. Has usually pretty solid stats.
Yeah, I mean, he hits the ball pretty far sometimes. Yeah.
I mean, listen, we're not denying that he's a great hitter. We're just saying, who cares?
Yeah, that's valid.
This is true.
I feel like today this is the start of my villain arc.
Yeah, this is Jacob's villain origin story right here. All right, well, we've been talking a lot about games, and if you want to go to some games, obviously the Diamondbacks are out of town, so you can't go to those games, but you can go to Cardinals games, ASU games. If you're down in Tucson, you can go to a Wildcats game. Suns, Coyotes, those games are going to be starting up. You have to use the Game Time ticketing app. Game Time is the hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. They also have parking on there, you guys. Tristan and I went to the Cardinals game on Sunday where the Cardinals only scored 3 field goals. And we used Game Time to get a parking pass, and it was so much cheaper than paying those attendants at the front. So I can't recommend Game Time enough. It was so easy to use. And, you know, we love a good sale. I don't know about you guys, but I'm the bargain queen. I'll never pay full price for anything. And you can save up to 60% on tickets when you buy tickets last minute. It's great for you procrastinators out there who are just like me. If you love PHNX, then you'll love Game Time. It's the best way to support us by buying your tickets through the link in the description. You have to use the link to get your tickets in order for us to get the credit. And we know you love us, and we know you want to help us out. So if you're going to go to a sporting event, a concert, anything coming up, make sure you get your tickets by using the link in our description. Speaking about things we love, we also love Four Peaks. I need a beer. I need one now. Sean, if you want, no, I'm just kidding. Sean's like me. Four Peaks beer is my favorite beer of all time. The Hazy IPA is to die for. What's your favorite Four Peaks beer?
Got to be the Wild Bus.
Wild Bus? Yeah.
Joy Bus while we...
Do you have one, Danielle?
I mean, I'm just here to talk about the tendies.
Oh, the chicken tendies! The Four Peaks Brewery in Tempe probably has the best chicken tendies known to mankind. So if you are looking for lunch plans on this Thursday or even over the weekend, head on down to the Four Peaks Brewery in Tempe. You can get one of our favorite beers, the Hazy IPA, the Wild Weeds, some chicken tendies, and have a great time. We are going to be doing a ton of fun events with Four Peaks in the future. So make sure you check out our events tab at gophnx.com so you stay up to date with all of our events. And make sure that if you want to enjoy that Four Peaks beer, you are over 21 and you are drinking responsibly.
I have to call out Ben for a second because according to Would It Dong, the greatest Twitter account of all time, I've 5 seconds of looking, at least 2 of his home runs were home runs only in Yankee Stadium. So... Ben was wrong.
Ben,
oh,
Ben, you're being called out right now.
We just got called out, Ben, my guy. All right, guys. I think we should wrap this up with talking some playoff baseball because it is almost that time of the year, the most wonderfulest, glorious time of the year where we got playoff baseball on the horizon. The playoff picture is pretty interesting right now. We've got the Astros, I'm pretty sure, securing that first spot in the AL with the Yankees. The Guardians, the Blue Jays, and the Rays, and the Mariners not far behind. And then in the AL, the NL, we've got the Dodgers, the Mets, the Cardinals, the Braves, the Padres, and the Phillies.
Do you enjoy feeling sad?
I love playoff baseball. And I
do
know...
like playoff baseball, but like, do you enjoy, like, we're talking about playoff baseball on a show.
Or we're not going to make the playoffs. I'm aware. Listen, I've been disappointed ever since 2001. And I've been able to separate my love of playoff baseball from my teams, which tragically do not necessarily ever make the playoffs, if ever. It's very rare. So I enjoy playoff baseball. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
It's true. Playoff baseball is good. The only thing I'm rooting for is for the Padres just to monumentally collapse and miss the playoffs.
Oh, wow. All right.
I feel bad for the Padres. Yeah. I don't care about the Padres. I have no opinion on them.
They're spending
like,
so much money to be so mediocre.
Last year was painful for me, and I don't give a crap about the Padres either way. It's like, man, like just San Diego's cool. The cool city. I feel bad for him
their
sometimes.
City
I don't know.
Also heinous.
I don't.
They're not
wrong.
Good.
That, no, those are good jerseys.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're the Miami Padres.
That's the point. The City Connect jerseys are there to be fun. They're not there to be
good.
I never
said they weren't fun. I said they're not good.
They are good, though. No. They're electric.
They're not good for San Diego.
Yes, they are. Yeah. That's got a huge 90s jet ski vibes.
They're no Cervantes, but like, they're good.
They're great. I feel bad for the Padres because I don't think they're going to be making it very far, especially if they're going to be matching up against the Braves, which it looks like that's how it's going to shake out as of now. Obviously, nothing is set in stone. But yeah, the Padres are spending a lot of money to be very, very mediocre, which is a bummer.
Are they the most cursed team in baseball?
They might be.
Like, name a more cursed organization than the Padres right now. Red Sox broke their curse.
Right now. Okay, I was going to say right now.
Cubs broke their curse.
There's 100 years of other baseball. That
like, you trade for Juan Soto, and not only do you trade for Juan Soto, you trade probably six of your top 15 prospects for Juan Soto, and Juan Soto comes in and hits like 220.
That's not good.
Are they cursed, or does Fernando Tatis just make bad decisions?
Well, Fernando Tatis definitely makes bad decisions.
Both can be true. Both are not mutually exclusive. All right. Who, if you guys were going to pick a winner out of the National League right now, who are you going with?
Like, to make it to the World Series?
Yeah.
It's got to be the Dodgers, as much as I hate to say it. Like,
Atlanta Braves, baby.
I'm saying Braves. Yeah, I'm going with the Braves.
All in on the Braves.
I'm picking the Mets.
Are we forgetting that the Dodgers consistently choke? Like, they have one World Series. Otherwise, they choke
in the playoffs
than
the Los Angeles Dodgers. And okay. I will write that on my gravestone. The Dodgers are going to Dodger and they're going to choke. I think the Mets aren't going to Met for the first time in Mets history. They're probably going to win. So
somebody's cheering for me in the chat right now. Says drugs all the way.
This show is
off
the rails.
That's the campaign slogan.
totally off the rails, but I love it. So my pick is the Mets. You're going with the Dodgers. Danielle?
Braves.
Braves?
I'm on the Braves.
Pitching is hard to beat.
I'm on the
Braves. Okay. I will say, like, pitch it. Like, that's why, like, for me, it was between the Mets and the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Because pitching is extremely hard to beat.
Absolutely. If the two wild card games end up being Phillies versus Cardinals and Padres versus the Braves, I'm assuming we're all going Braves for that one. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Can we all agree to that?
Yes.
And then definitely I'm picking the Cardinals over the Phillies.
Yeah. I don't know how the Phillies
are like who you think is going to win or who you want to win.
Who I think is really going to win. Who I want to win
Phillies
is the Phillies. Who
slug.
I think is actually going to win is the Cardinals.
The Phillies can slug. I mean,
playing the Phillies in wild card is just so tough because you're either going to blow them out by 11 or they're going to blow you out by 11. Like they're either going to have like five errors.
We got to remember there's a new format this year.
Yeah,
three game series.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
It's not just
and it's all
man.
It's all in St. Louis.
I'm going Cardinals.
Yeah, I think
I want the Phillies to win. I really do. I don't want to see Paul Goldschmidt or Nolan Arenado be successful.
No,
I think I got to go Cardinals too.
But all right, so those are our National League. When we look to the American League, overall winner.
Ooh, overall,
American League is the Houston Astros. Sad but true.
I would tend to agree.
I hate the American League so much. Whoa. I'm picking the Mariners just because I love an underdog story.
That's not
so
a
Mariners,
bad
the Mariners
pick.
Are the people's team.
I
for sure.
Not a bad
I mean,
pick.
I couldn't tell you why I'm rooting for the Mariners.
Yeah.
And I could not tell you why.
Exactly.
But I am. Yes. I am. Mariners my team.
The Mariners remind me of the D-backs right now.
It's like you got some homegrown talent, and then they've traded for some guys that are still young. Like, they're just fun to root for.
Yeah.
But if I'm rooting for chaos, give me the Toronto Blue Jays all day long.
Okay, I'm also pro Blue Jays.
Blue Jays are my favorite team in the East that aren't the Boston Red Sox. But Seattle's the only team I don't really have like a vested interest in. Like, everyone else is either in the AL East, the Houston Astros, or from the city of Cleveland, which I hate.
Pause. Why do you hate Cleveland?
It's Cleveland. It's like Buffalo, but worse.
but you don't hate Buffalo.
Yeah, it's like a worse version of Buffalo, but they think they're better.
But if you say something's worse, are you not implying that it's like Buffalo's also bad?
No, it's just a bad version of Buffalo. It's like a store brand version of Buffalo.
Bad version of Buffalo.
We have Buffalo.
It's like anti-Buffalo.
All right, Mr.
Shout out the Buffalo Blue Jays.
Facts.
I'm fine with picking the Blue Jays to win. I can't. Cool. You will never in my life hear me say I want the Yankees or the Astros to win. I'm sorry, but those words will never come out of my mouth unironically. So I can't force myself to say that. So I will pick the Blue Jays because I can't. I will not pick the Yankees or the Astros.
The playoff Rogers Center is like just so much fun to watch too. Like, sure, I'll go for that. Why not? More of that. Sign me up.
If the wild card game ends up being the Guardians and the Mariners, I'm picking the
Mariners.
Honestly, I have no idea how the Guardians, how anybody out of the AL Central made the playoffs.
Yeah. Like,
how any team is in, I have no idea.
It's a miracle above.
I honestly think the Guardians would win that. Just the Seattle isn't playing very well recently.
Yeah.
They're 4-6 in the last 10. And Cleveland, their offense is kind of fun.
That's fair.
They are a fun team. Like, I'll give them that. But so are the Mariners.
Yeah, that's true.
And then if it's the Rays and the Blue Jays, that's going to be a phenomenal.
Blue Jays.
No, I'm rooting for the Rays.
I'm rooting for the Blue Jays. I think the Rays win.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I did just go off on how, like, I want to see the... But David Peralta's my guy.
Okay, that's fair.
I want David to win.
That's fair. We can root for the Rays and root for David, right? That's fine.
Yeah, it sounds right.
That's not horrible.
We all win.
It could be worse.
Yeah.
He could have gone to the Yankees.
Sure. That's true.
And then we definitely would not be rooting for David Peralta.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
All right. Well, those are our picks, but we also have a pick of the week. Sean.
Ooh. Give us a lock, Sean.
Give us a lock.
I mean, I just have to go with it because there's football tonight. Miami Dolphins plus 150. Mike McDaniel's the greatest coach of all time, potentially. and I don't like the Bengals, so I'm going. If you want a baseball pick, though, I will give you the, without very little thought behind it, I'm going to give you the Dodgers minus 1.5, Brewster Gatterall versus the Padres. Just
I like that.
I don't like the Padres. So
they're going bullpen game. Interesting.
Yeah.
There you have it.
I had a friend who said Mike McDaniels looks like a guy who writes Star Wars fan fiction, and I can't stop it.
Yeah, that's you spot on.
All right, well, that was Sean's pick of the week, but if you want to get in on the action with DraftKings, you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code PHNX. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win, and you'll get $200 in free bets if they do. That's free money, you guys. Now is the best time to sign up over at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And if that's not enough, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped up game parlays. Same game parlays. Right now, for every leg you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100% with payouts bigger than ever. Why bet on football anywhere else? I don't know why we would. DraftKings is the place to do it. Make sure to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code PHNX. That's promo code PHNX on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right, guys. That was a show.
Yeah.
Woo. That was fun. That was great. I had a great time talking about baseball. Did you guys have fun?
Oh, man. I love being here. Talking baseball, it's the best. I love
it. Yes. We love you, Danielle. We love having you. And the people love you. Everyone was so excited to see you. I think Daniel might have just joined the show, and he said this is an all-star lineup of hosts. So when Jesse and Derek come back, they will not have a job. I'm sorry. We're going to be taking over. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you guys. This was great. I had fun. I hope you did too. It's always a good time to talk about baseball. Thank you all for watching. Thank you for tuning in. You guys are the absolute best. Your comments made our day. If you want to join our family, head on over to gophnx.com. You can sign up for an annual membership and get a free shirt from the PHNX locker. We've got tons of great designs in there. You also get access to our members only Discord, which we're all in talking. You can talk with us whenever you want in the Discord. We're also going to have some events coming up that our members get special ticket pricing for. So you definitely want to sign up to be a member. It is the best decision you will ever make, I promise you. But thank you all so much for tuning in. We will see you when we see you. We'll see you at the ballpark. Oh, wait, I have to do the baseball.
Baseball's remember, folks, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when this is your host cast.
Woo!